Hi guys, I'm Astrid and I'm going to tell you about Mighty Metals. As you know, there is an article about Mighty Metals. This is the exact same, but added one more chapter. But this time, sit and relax. I am going to tell you it, and you don't need to read. Chapter 1. Mighty Metals can be magnetic or not magnetic, but they are all super cool and all related to science. First, let's talk about friction. Friction is a force. For example, if you are roller skating and you are going super fast, friction can help you to stop. Now we are going to talk about Isaac Newton. He discovered gravity when an apple fell down. He wondered, why didn't it fall forwards or backwards? It just fell down because of the thought of gravity. Now we're going to talk about someone similar, but this time it's Galileo Galilei. He was also a famous person who discovered gravity. In that time, it was hard for Galileo just to say that this is the right answer because of their beliefs, but he kept discovering more things. Chapter 2. Magnets. Magnets can be any shape or size. For example, wand magnets, horseshoe magnets, and bar magnets. They can have different sizes. South can attract to north, and north can contract to south. South cannot contract south, and north cannot contract north. Magnets are really special. You can play with them. They might even be on your fridge. Now, I'm going to give you about a couple of seconds, about 20 seconds, to find some magnets in your house. Let's see, starting right now. Okay, I hope you found some amazing magnets. Did you find the same ones as I did? I found a fridge magnet and a coffee magnet. That was such a surprise. If you don't have them, that's okay. But I hope you enjoyed this article. Bye guys for now. Keep on touch with Manicraft School articles and you'll see more of my articles. Thank you.